So I'm Filipino American, and I grew up in the Bay Area mostly. I'm not originally from the Bay Area, but I grew up here mostly. My mother is a nurse, and my dad was in the military, and then now he's an airline mechanic. Well, first of all, I think one of our interesting commonalities is that I guess the outsider status that we face in a lot of situations, that's something that is very common to Asian American journalists. A lot of us work in places where we might be the only person of color in the room. We might be the only person of color in our community, or one of the few people of color in our community. And I would say those are some of the things that are pretty, you know, that might unite a Filipino American journalist with somebody of a different ethnicity or with a different family background. You know, I try not to think about it that way. So I wouldn't say that I have not faced issues of discrimination being an Asian American woman. So I mean, I can't think of any concrete examples. So I've been in situations where when I've been interviewing people on the phone, they've been surprised that I'm not white. Well, the way they put it was they were surprised I wasn't blonde. They were polite enough not to say that they were surprised I wasn't white. But I would say that would be the only time that it ever really came up in the situation. In fact, I think it actually was a little bit of an advantage for me. Or at least I was able to kind of see it as an advantage, because I would get into a situation, maybe out in the public or talking to, you know, trying to find a source out in the public. And it was like, it was a little bit like I could parlay my difference into like, we're all cool here and we can talk to each other. At least that's the way that I kind of figured it. I mean, I don't know if other people feel that way. I don't think that we're separated by family background or family nationality. I've never felt that, I guess, if that's the question that you're asking. So, you know, I certainly feel a commonality when I speak to other Filipino Americans. There's certain aspects of our backgrounds that are similar, but, you know, everybody's family situation is different. While there's similarities, it's not all the same. For instance, my parents were really supportive, and in fact, my family as a whole are very supportive of my career choice. For instance, my family was very supportive of my career choice. I think they're actually a little disappointed when they thought I was not going to continue in a journalism career. I had a lot of people in my family telling me, "No, you've got to go back into it. You got to be a journalist. That's the way it is." Because I would say that that's quite different from other people's experience and maybe from other people's backgrounds. I actually can trace it to my family's history in the Philippines, that there's a lot of political history in the Philippines where journalism played a very important role in different political movements and overcoming dictatorships and that sort of thing. So my family actually sees the importance of the role of a journalist. And I would say that that's probably not the way a lot of other families see it. And I would say that's also not a common Filipino-American thing, as I found out actually here at conventions like this. So that a lot of people would like their children to be software engineers or doctors or lawyers. But you know, so I would say that everybody's family is a little bit different that way.